So, Jeffrey, you studied more than 1,300 cases, NDEs, soliciting them through emails and websites, and you put together this latest work, Evidence of the Afterlife. And you, I guess, came up with the nine lines of evidence, or how did that happen?
Well, that's based on the results of studying the near-death experiences in several different ways. I not only looked at the narratives of the accounts, but I also had the near-death experiencers fill out a detailed, and when I say detailed, I mean a 150-question survey along with their experience. So as a result of that, it's not only a huge number of near-death experiences studied, but we also are studying them in a depth that's been almost impossible to do before because of the extreme number of questions that they answer about their experience.
Okay, now, with these nine lines of evidence, what kind of evidence are we talking about here?
Well, I think it's when I think about evidence, I think about an accepted scientific principle, and that being what is real is consistently observed among many different observations. So in going over the near-death experiences, I looked for patterns, and I also looked aggressively for experiences that didn't fit the pattern. And you weigh it out, and if there's one particular thing that consistently is seen throughout the study, then I consider that to be real. And it also, part of that consistency among different observations, of course, I've looked at the research that other near-death experience researchers have done and compared my results to the findings of scores, hundreds actually, of prior conducted scientific studies on near-death experience.
Let's go through the nine, Jeffrey, then we'll come back for each one and have you explain in depth what they mean, okay?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
First line of evidence, these people that have these experiences have crystal clear consciousness. 76% say that their level of consciousness and alertness is higher than their earthly everyday life. Second line is, we talked earlier about the fact that they often have out-of-body experiences early in their experience. The overwhelming majority of these observations are of earthly ongoing events are accurate down to every single detail that they see, even if their observations are far removed from their physical body and outside of any possible physical awareness. And number three, they have heightened senses. Here we get into the fact that people that are blind, including those people blind from birth, can have highly visual, detailed near-death experiences just like any other near-death experience, medically inexplicable. Fourth line is, I have a series of near-death experiences that occurred under general anesthesia. They would have a cardiac arrest, heart stop, and they're under general anesthesia, two separate reasons why it should be impossible to have a conscious experience, and yet they have absolutely typical NDEs. Level five is a thing called perfect playback. Okay. Well, life reviews include real events that previously took place in their life, even if they'd forgotten that they occurred. Evidence six are the fact that when people encounter in the afterlife, if you will, if they encounter beings they knew on Earth, they're almost always deceased. It's relatively rare that they encounter people that are living at the time of their near-death experience, and they're usually deceased relatives. An interesting line, number seven of evidence, is the fact that children, including very young children, age five and less, have the content of their near-death experiences absolutely identical to adults. And that really effectively refutes the argument that near-death experiences are a result of cultural conditioning, knowledge of death, knowledge of near-death experiences, etc. An exciting thing that I discovered, at least to me, was evidence number eight, and that is the fact that near-death experiences appear remarkably consistent around the world, even in non-Western mm-hmm. civilizations.
Like alien abductions, it's worldwide.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And finally, the ninth line of evidence is the very typical profound so-called after-effects following the experience, near-death experiences. People that have these very typically have these important, significant changes that follow a very consistent pattern.
Okay, so let's go back now to number one, crystal clear consciousness. Explain.
Sure. You would, if near-death experiences were hallucinations or dreams or any other state of dysfunctioning, pathological consciousness, you would expect, and believe me, as a physician, I see this all the time, you would expect that with pathological altered consciousness, the experience would be fragmentary, dreamlike. In other words, the events would skip around. You wouldn't necessarily remember what happened for a long time, like what happens typically in dreams. But we don't see anything like that at all in near-death experiences. 76% of the near-death experiencers say that their level of consciousness and alertness was actually greater than their earthly everyday life. And that absolutely is medically inexplicable. And of course, don't forget, sometimes I even have to remind myself, these incredibly vivid, detailed, highly lucid experiences are occurring at a time when they're unconscious or clinically dead. And you look up unconscious in the dictionary, and it means no possibility of a conscious experience. And yet, that is the time that these people are having their greatly accelerated, often consciousness, greatly accelerated thought process.
It's like it's magnified, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, we'll get into this later, but consider that some near-death experiencers have a life review. They may see their entire life that they lived all the way up to the time of their experience in every single detail. And that may occur over what in earthly time would be measured minutes, and yet they review their entire life. That's a very vivid example of the tremendous acceleration of thought that can occur during a near-death experience.
Realistic out-of-body experiences. Touched on it just a little bit. Explain more.
Part of my research was to look at a series of 613 near-death experiences and look for the experiencer's description of what they saw of earthly ongoing events. I was interested in whether the near-death experiencer or myself personally found that there was even one detail of what they described that seemed dreamlike, hallucinatory, or in a word, unreal. And to my astonishment, about 98% of all near-death experiences that I reviewed had entirely realistic content as determined by the near-death experiencer and my own review of their account. And in fact, there was this, out of that series of over 280 near-death experiencers, over 60 described later, after the experience, going back and trying to verify what they saw in the out-of-body state. And 100% of the time, what they were able to confirm proved that they, what their observations were, was accurate down to every single detail. And George, if near-death experiences were due to any cause of brain dysfunction, if it was due to hallucination, mm-hmm. if near-death experiences were unreal, it would be absolutely impossible for near-death experiences to have such real observations in the OBE state.
And I think OBEs, if you had to pick just one thing for evidence about the near-death experiences, I think OBEs would be it.
I couldn't agree more. I think that, I mean, it's interesting we have nine lines of evidence, but heck, I could have written my book just based on this one study, this one part of it. There's no question about that. I mean, people talk about near-death experiences being illusionary fragments of memory of a dying brain, hypoxia, brain chemistry, just an array of any kind of possible explanations. But every one of the skeptical explanations requires that the out-of-body experiences be fragmentary, hallucinatory, unreal. And that is absolutely not what I'm observing. And in fact, another large study published a short time ago found basically the same finding. The overwhelming number of observations in the out-of-body state are real in every single detail. These are not like hallucinations or unreal fragments of memory. Near-death experiences are, in a word, real.